Welcome to the Stabbin' Stylists Podcast. I'm Randa.
And I'm Ashley.
We are just two stylists who love true crime and hair, and we're going to tell you about both.
This is a true crime podcast. These stories may be disturbing to some. Listener discretion is advised. This is a really good hair fact because this is something people have no clue about, but we see a lot of at the salon. And that is if you have hard water, if you are shampooing your hair in hard water at your home. Hard water contains higher concentrations of minerals, and basically that just builds up on your hair and makes it harder for the good things to get in there.
It can also do things like cause discoloration. It can cause your hair to get dry or brittle.
Tangly. Stiff.
Straw-like.
Especially, I don't know. I don't know if y'all heard that. I'm going to leave that in there. I just elbowed the laptop so hard. But especially if your hair's feeling really like frizzy and dull and tangly and you've tried every product under the sun and none of them are helping.
Get you a water filter. There are literally water filters that go on your shower head so you don't have to filter your whole house, although I would recommend it.
And soft water, I almost said salt water, is actually free of calcium and magnesium. That's the difference. I'd always heard salt water or salt. God almighty.
You're salty today.
Soft water and hard water. I'd always heard the two, but didn't know the technical difference. And people complain that their hair will feel slippery after using the softer water, but that's just because your skin's natural oils are actually still moisturizing. There. Right, like it's doing what it needs to. Your shampoo will lather better in soft water, but soft water can be an issue for people that have greasy, fine hair.
Oh,
so just make sure.
I think that kind of makes sense a little bit.
They
need neutral water.
They need neutral water. But basically, soft water lets all of those products get into your hair so well that if it's a fine-haired client, they probably should actually clarify every now and then to kind of get a buildup off.
Yeah.
I told y'all, let's talk about Dr. Reed Brown now. And not because he was selling babies, but for a whole crazy other reason. So he was born in 1924 in Copper Hill, and he married Margaret Mary Hicks, the daughter of, that motherfucker Dr. Hicks.
That baby selling son of a bitch.
Yes. My next line is, we have no records of his selling babies in Chattanooga, so let's put that out there first.
But as we discussed in a previous episode,
we don't know.
We don't.
Dr. Reed Brown interned with Dr. Hicks and then moved to his practice to Chattanooga in 1962, right before Hicks stopped selling babies. So he interned with Hicks while he was actively selling babies. Opened his own practice while Dr. Hicks was actively selling babies. He worked at the Physicians and Surgeons Hospital in Chattanooga before opening his own practice in 1962. When he was working in the hospital, he met a man named Freddie Brandt. And Freddie Brandt grew up in Louisiana, and he was born in 1923. So he grew up in the Depression, and he got hit hard. His family was poverty-stricken. He dropped out of school and went off to World War II, as many did at that time. He spent 4 years in the Army and was discharged, but then realized there was no opportunities for a job for him because he didn't have any type of education. He had dropped out of school. So he goes back to the Army, which, don't worry, does not last long because he robs a bank with another one of his little comrades, and
they tend to frown on that.
Yeah, they don't like that. He gets 12 years in prison. While he's in prison, he was working in the prison hospital. And they actually, like, let him, like, stitch up knife wounds and, like, minor wounds. So he's paroled seven years
like,
in.
So, like, in the Army, was he, like, a medic or something? No. Or he was just, like, nope. Like, just took up nursing while he was in prison?
Just took it up. Literally would just kind of follow the doctors around and watch their mannerisms and
The 40s through the 60s was a con man's heyday.
I actually, one of the, like, articles I read on this, he ends up finding from, like, 1945 to, like, 1970, I think, like, 78 different imposter doctors. Because, spoiler, that's where we're going. You could just whatever.
Oh, Jesus.
So, when he was released, he took up a job as a lab and x-ray technician at Physicians and Surgeons Hospital in Chattanooga. And he worked under many doctors, including Dr. Reed Brown. So they worked together for like 4 years, and as they worked together, he was taking Brown's diplomas and license and making photostatic copies. Now, let me tell you about what this is, because I nerded out and wanted to see. It is literally where, it's like the original photocopier, to where the way that it did it in the picture, you know, on a typewriter, like how you can see the indentions?
Stamped in.
Even the copy would have these indentions on the papers. Oh. So it looked full out legit seals and everything.
Okay.
And over this time, he was making copies. So Dr. Brown leaves and he goes and opens his own practice. Not long after, Brandt moved to Texas and started living as Dr. Reed L. Brown. So the new Dr. Brown.
This is before even police jurisdictions talked to each other.
Right.
So, Texas and Tennessee, nobody's going to know.
Nobody would have any clue. So he goes and he gets a job as a psychiatric intern at the Terrell State Hospital in Terrell,
Texas.
Not
a psychiatric intern.
Yes.
Yes.
No. It was originally known as the North Texas Lunatic Asylum.
Oh, God.
And originally opened in 1885.
Oh, no.
So he worked there for 3 years.
I feel like this man should be in the lunatic.
Yeah.
Oh, he's chazzing everybody. Does anybody else watch Disenchantment? I know you don't watch Disenchantment, but my God.
He worked there for 3 years, and Texas gives him his state medical license as Dr. Reed Brown.
Shut up.
So he resigns.
They didn't ask for, they didn't ask any school for No.
No, he was like, here's my diplomas, and they were like, oh, this looks real. Mm-mm. So he resigns and he takes his wife on a road trip and they're driving through Groveton, Texas. They stop at this little deli and they're having lunch. This little boy gets hurt and he helps patch him up. So the doctors are like, this is awesome because we don't have a doctor here now. And he's like,
you said you don't have a doctor.
Yeah, do now, my friend.
Dang, bitches. Mm-hmm.
So he makes his little clinic and they love the shit out of him. They loved him. They hadn't had a doctor. And not just that.
What?
They loved him because they felt listened to by him. What do I mean by listened to? If he had too serious of a case, he would refer them to a doctor in another town, and they loved that.
If this is beyond a Band-Aid, my guy, you're going to have to go see George down the road.
Don't know what to do here, but I know who will. A real doctor.
This ain't for downtown Brown. You're going to have to go somewhere else.
They also loved him because he made house calls for $5 and office visits were only $3.
This man said, if I don't charge enough, nobody will ever know.
He would drive for miles to see patients. And if you couldn't afford to pay him, that was fine with him too.
This sounded like Hicks.
Yeah. That's why I was like, doctors, like anybody, you could say you were like a man of importance back then. And they were like, believe it.
He looks like he's got on a white coat. He's a doctor.
That guy has got the jacket.
He's a doctor.
I believe it.
Look, he's got a stethoscope.
You can't believe it.
There is Band-Aids in that bag.
Yeah, he's got the leather bag and everything, you know? Look at him go.
Clearly, this man is a doctor.
So he had like 3,000 patients during this time of being a doctor in Texas, right? Yeah. And all would have been fine. There was never a medical mistake documented ever. His downfall was when he ordered drugs from the same place as the real Dr. Brown. And somebody did see two names and somebody was like, this doesn't make sense. They're in two different places. And Reed Llewellyn Brown isn't a very popular name. So they call real Dr. Brown. And they're like, hey, real Dr. Brown.
Because you've had an account here.
Right. Real Dr. Brown calls Texas. And Texas is like, ooh, this isn't okay. They arrested him in warrants in Kaufman County, which is actually where the state hospital was, right? Mm-hmm. He was released 4 days later on $10,000 bail, $65,000 now, that was put up by the townspeople. When they tried to get the Groveton grand jury to indict him, they wouldn't do it. No, they're like, that's our doctor. And they were literally pissed. Like, you're taking away our good doctor right now. They were completely on his side about it. The newspaper got flooded with testimonials pouring in about how great the fake Dr. Brown was. And the citizens even proposed raising money to send him to medical school. But then they were like, oh, shit, he's got a record now. We can't. The case was a hung jury. 8 wanted to acquit him. Even though he was found not guilty, he was banned from ever practicing fake medicine ever again. He lived until he was 83 years old.
What'd he do after that?
Nobody knows.
He probably still practiced medicine in that town and then people didn't say nothing.
Just out the back of his house.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
What the? Oh, my Lord Jesus.
This is a short one, but whenever I found the Dr. Hicks thing, I was like, this is crazy as hell.
I have no words.
You could just... The privilege of being an old white man back in the day. I bet he had horn-rimmed glasses, and they were like, I trust him.
He's somebody's grandpa. He's fine.
You know who else had horn-rimmed glasses? John List. So watch who you trust.
So do what you do.
So, yeah, this is a short one, but I think this is a fun one.
In short, the American people have always been idiots.
Oh! So, yeah, that's the story of the real and fake Dr. Brown. We don't know that the real Dr. Brown was selling babies, so nobody sue us. Thank you.
I hope nobody finds himself in a lunatic asylum.
And if you do, I hope that the doctor is a real doctor. Bye, guys.
Don't whistle in the woods at night.
Bye, y'all.